Johnny. Do you want to go to an ice cream social?
Yeah, I'd love to.
Great, let's go.
Time for the episode of Matt and Mattingly's Ice Cream Social. Sitting across from me is Paul Mattingly.
Across from me is Mr. Matt Donnelly.
And on the knobs and dials is Jacob the Audio Guy.
He's dreamy.
We're preaching fun. Paul.
Yes?
What did I play with as a kid?
What did you play with as a kid?
Yes. I was describing to someone, you know, they basically were like, I was talking to someone who like couldn't believe that I was neither a Star Wars nor a Star Trek person.
Okay.
That I grew up at the time that I grew up.
Sure.
And the answer wasn't like, I just like sports.
Right.
You know what I mean? That wasn't...
You had toys.
I played with a ton of toys. And like you, I played with them for maybe too long into my teen years.
Right. Okay.
So, which makes us the man children we are, why we love improv, why we love doing bits.
Yep.
Even a serious meeting with two bits about masturbating for like a half hour.
That is... Part of what's going to make this thing work.
100%. 100%. No. And so we had a meeting yesterday. So
it was great, though.
Basically, Paul and I are all, we are, not only do we want to bring back the Bucket Show, we are both, I'm also frustrated in that, like, when I tour with Piff, people are like, when I come to Vegas, I'm going to see Piff, will you be there? No is the answer.
Right.
And the answer is that Piff has, basically, like, when Piff travels, he's both trying out new stuff, and he's only taking stuff that can fit into suitcases.
Mm-hmm.
At the Flamingo, he has stuff that doesn't fit into suitcases that are fantastic.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And so he has more than enough material
right.
to do a fantastic show without anyone opening
doesn't
for
need
him
an opener.
At the Flamingo. So, I'm always like, yeah, I'll be doing stuff there sometimes too, maybe, you know. And I just like
right.
both on that level and every level we wish we were performing. So we had a meeting yesterday to talk about performing.
Mm-hmm.
And you're right. Like I said, like it's not about. I think people make a huge mistake all the time of trying to, like, outsmart the system and trying to, like, you know, here's what I observed and blah, 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 blah. And it's like, no, we need whatever your authentic self. What makes Matt King work is that he brings his authentic self out there with him. It makes Piff work, which
like
makes all these other
Gary Shandling said.
Yeah.
Be more Gary.
So that's why we did not stop your bit of you being the masturbating magician.
Mm-hmm.
We talked to the meeting for like we did like a half hour bit,
mm-hmm. and it kept coming back.
He always does.
He always does.
It sure did.
He's hungry. I still am pretty tickled by it.
Yeah.
So that's good.
Yeah.
It made me laugh today. Thinking about it.
Good.
So I was like, okay, that's pretty fun. We'll see.
Yeah,
we'll see. But I think it's Vegas.
I don't think it's Vegas. Well, it's certainly not Branson.
It's true Branson.
That's what someone said to me after a Hillbilly show. They're like, this would work in Branson. And I was like, what? And I say that Branson is a fantastic place to entertain. If you can get a mm-hmm. show there,
yep.
you can make a great living. As
like
many
Shoji
do.
Tabuchi.
Yeah. This
The Violinist.
Yeah.
Which was...
There's a guy...
Have you seen that? Bit.
There's a guy in Fool Us
yeah.
who did a weird illusion. He's a Branson guy.
A Branson illusionist?
By now, it's already on the air.
Yeah, is it?
By the time you were hearing this, it was, I think, already two episodes will have aired.
Oh, really? Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
The season has started.
Yes.
We're getting the seasoning.
Yes, which means we'll be doing behind the scenes.
That's right.
Behind the seasoning.
Behind the seasonings of Kentucky KFC.
I would have gone salt and pepper. I would have done a behind the music thing with salt and pepper.
Behind the seasonings.
Yeah.
With salt and pepper. That's a good one.
Yeah.
Why didn't they do that?
I don't know. I don't know. Let me call all my friends that still work at MTV.
Hello, VH1?
Maybe because it's a network basically run by young interns at this point.
Guys, behind the seasonings.
But we can only do that with salt and pepper.
No, you can also do it with Simon and Garfunkel. You could just fake it.
Say anyone that has an and?
Any names.
Yeah.
Any simple names.
Any names.
And the intro just starts off with a huge cabinet full of spices, and then one of them is Kesha.
I'm curious. You know, like things
a
go.
Dash of Ketchup.
Things go through different phases, like especially with band names, right?
Mm-hmm.
So for a while, like I remember even like when the Sum 41, Sum 42, what was the name
Sum
of that?
Sum 41.
Sum 41 was the name of that band.
Sum 42 is the cover band.
And they were making fun of where music was going, and they did a video where they called themselves the Sums.
Okay.
Because like everything all, was all the catchy shins, names were going. Yeah.
The
Strokes.
The Divinals. Yes. The Strokes.
Yeah, yeah. And so that came around.
The Spoons.
And then we're witnessing the end of an era where you only did names.
Right.
Like people were only using their real names.
Right.
And if they had a band or just by themselves, whatever, they just where they were a name, they were going out there. And now
it's all over the map.
You're seeing band names come back. But not what's not coming back is blank and blank. You're not seeing straight up partnerships.
You're right. Well, not a lot of two-mans. Well, yeah, you're right, because Run the Jewels is a two-man operation.
Yeah.
And they're calling themselves Run the Jewels.
Right.
Not the big guy and the not as big guy.
We can do that, but we have to constantly update.
Right? Update, yeah, it's like, who's on, who's where now?
We're the opposite. We market ourselves as a duo and we're a trio. I think that's the hardest part.
Yeah.
But that's actually true for all of
fits with our brand.
I mean, Salt and Pepper was a trio, too.
That's yeah. true. Spinderella cut it up one time.
What the yep. fuck? Chippa, 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 chippa. So if you're listening to Behind the Seasonings. Chippa,
chippa, chippa, chippa. What Salt, people, comma, pepper, and Spinderella.
What people yeah. don't realize is the secret spice was Spinderella.
Yeah.
Chippa, chippa, chippa,
chippa. Oh, yeah.
But let's get back. So
yes,
I was discussing the wedding of Kid and Play is hard to top.
I think I was talking with Jeffers.
Okay, about toys.
He came by the house. Yeah. Well, that's it. I said, I did play with a space toy.
Yeah.
Okay.
It was like two different armies, and there were vehicles that could fold up and fold inside other vehicles, and they all had like automatic.
I remember.
Not battery powered. There's like wind
yeah,
up things.
Yeah, I know what it is now.
Okay.
Give me just a second.
Okay.
I never had them, but I saw a thing about them the other day, and I was like, oh.
Because that's the thing. It's the hardest thing to describe. It's like, I definitely spent all of my money.
Yeah.
Whenever I could save up, I would buy these ships and vehicles with these army guys, and they were all space fighter people. Mm-hmm. So there's some kind of space army. And they all had automatic gizmos in it.
Yep.
So they had like a working
and
cargo
the
door.
The figures
and
are very small.
Small figures.
Yeah, and they're incredibly easy to
and
lose.
The vehicles
were these giant.
Move.
Were these like robots? Were these like transformer things? Or
no,
were
no,
these
no,
space
no, no.
vehicles with little people?
They're
yeah,
space
it was
vehicles
just like
with little people.
What okay. made me think of it was
and
this
they
is
had,
now old news, but Trump brought up the Space Force.
Yeah.
Right, right.
And they had magnets.
Yes, there's magnets.
Yep.
Yeah.
Give me just a second. I'll find it.
And so there were toys with like they were a little bit of a cooler.
One of my favorite...
Some kind of design that made it a little more advanced than just a typical
one of my
toy.
Favorite YouTube channels, Toy Galaxy. Dan Larson is the guy behind it. Mm-hmm. He does a great job. And he goes in deep with old toy lines that you may have forgotten.
Yeah.
Anybody
on Twitch?
All kind of stuff. I'm
out?
Almost there.
Nope.
I'm almost there.
Twitch people are like, whatever.
It's in here. It's
yeah,
in
Twitch, to, Twitch doesn't know what you're talking
we're
about.
We're trying to fuck each other. Just leave us alone. We're hitting on each other.
History
of... Oh, Mercutio01 just earlier in the Twitch pointed out that for the behind the seasoning, why didn't we talk about the Spice Girls? Come on, us.
The Spice Girls, yeah, behind the seasoning. So now we have two episodes of Behind the Seasonings that we're
yep.
ready to pitch.
Boy, I'm sad that we didn't come up with Spice Girls.
Me too. And we can also do Paprika and Cardamom. We didn't do that.
It's
we
true.
We should do that. That famous folk duo.
Yep.
Paprika and cardamom. Yeah.
Parsley, sage, rosemary, and thyme.
Yep.
Yeah.
Thank you, neck pubes.
Here okay. you go, Matt.
Paul is handing
so Matt
me
is,
an episode to watch.
Matt is now
YouTube.
Getting a video on YouTube handed to him on Paul's phone.
This is the
well,
answer.
You can show it. You can show it on Twitch.
So if everyone will just hold on for like 5 minutes, we're going to watch
this video.
I would
have been happy with a name. I would have been happy
it's
with
it's called this. Starcom.
Starcom.
There we
great.
Go.
I don't want to watch this then.
Oh, but you can see all the toys.
I know, but I'll do that not on the
you'll
air.
See, okay, but you'll see them. And
yes.
You'll remember. You'll go, oh, I had that one.
Okay.
Oh, I never had that
all
one.
Right.
Oh, I really wanted that one.
This is what the listeners want. I press play again. They all want right, me to hear. Okay.
You scan a little bit into it. You
okay.
You can fast forward a little bit or whatever.
Okay.
Until you start to see the guys and be like, oh, yeah, I had that guy. He did this and this, and he did this, and this thing did this.
Okay.
Yeah. So there are
Starcom looks good.
It is interesting.
I definitely would have wanted these.
I spent everything on StarCom.
If I had known about these, I would have wanted these.
They were, yeah, I didn't know about them either. They were there is quite the collector market for them.
Mm-hmm.
They are hard to come by because they are tiny figures, get lost. And the vehicles themselves weren't super sturdy.
Right, and that they all had mechanical things in
exactly.
them if they all broke.
So,
yeah.
So it's a lot of that's why it's, again, the weird thing about toys.
Yes, that's the ship. I had this ship.
See? There you go. Collectibles in general.
Yeah, the van came right off the back.
Look at this.
The van and it fit right in the back.
This is what I'm talking about, guys. This is how it works.
This is it. It had an accurate car, and the thing came out on its own. You accurately can load in your vehicles and fly them away.
There you go. The weird thing with these toy lines, the easier they were to destroy and lose, the more valuable they have become.
Right.
Oh, yeah, that makes sense.
It's weird. Yeah.
Well, I paid too much for my my Fisher-Price Magic set.
Oh, yeah.
It was vintage. It wasn't like it was refurbished or new. Like, it is. This box is old as shit, and it had everything in it. And,
yeah.
And the flower wand was old as shit, and the flower's really sad.
So StarCom,
I don't care. I love it.
So StarCom,
that flower does look like someone's prolapsed anus.
Yeah.
It's pretty rough.
Looking at
show Twitch real quick.
Yeah, no
looking
problem.
At the images of this.
Guys, are you ready?
For those of you who have a prolapsed anal fetish, please trigger warning.
Here it comes.
Boom. Flower. Flower. So magic. Imagine not seeing that and then seeing that.
So the StarCom looks like mix between kind of spaceships and fighter planes.
Yeah.
And they have little U.S.
Like
flags
Star
on
Force.
Them. So it is apparently some kind of U.S.
Oh,
base.
Space Force.
Space Force, yeah.
Yeah, it's a U.S. based Space Force. That is where he got the idea, guys. He had StarCom toys. You know he had StarCom toys.
Yeah. I mean, by the time you're hearing this, they will fully have launched the Space Force is
in full operation by now, I'm sure.
Probably going to relaunch StarCom toys with it. If it brings back StarCom toys, that's all right.
I'm all right with it. Yeah, I loved those toys.
That looks great.
And I've thought of this before. I have never asked you, which is the dumbest thing. I have my toy resource person here at my disposal. I should have been all over it.
Well, I will say, to anyone halfway interested in the subject,
yeah,
Toy Galaxy, like I said before, Dan Larson's doing a great job. Go check out his YouTube page. Toy Galaxy is a great one. Pixel Dan does all kinds of current modern reviews.
Yeah.
He's on top of the newest stuff. Those are my two hot go-to spots for toy info.
Nice.
Yeah.
Matt, what are your hot go-to spots for toy info?
Paul.
Okay,
I go to Paul.
Yeah.
I go to Paul.
Yep. Boy, I spent too much on Marvel Legends.
Did you?
Yeah.
Recently?
Got them pre-ordered.
Oh,
geez. You got to pre-order them.
What is Marvel Legends?
Marvel Legends is the Marvel action figure line done by Hasbro now.
Yeah.
And it's been going for years.
Yeah.
Like almost 20 years now. It started off with Toy Biz, and I've been collecting them off and on that whole time. And I have several sets. I was lucky enough to have some friends give me some of the Build-A-Figures from back in the day. They're huge. So I have the giant Sentinel and the giant Galactus, which are really cool. They're just beautiful figures done really well of Marvel characters, and they go deep cut on a lot of them.
Mm-hmm.
So I had to pre-order from Big Bad Toy Store, another hot spot. Big Bad Toy Store, there's a new Spider-Man Venom line coming out.
Yeah.
So it's a bunch of Venom figures, plus the Build-A-Figure is a giant Venom. And one of the figures is Peter Porker, the Spider-Ham. Which, if you don't know, that's a deep-cut Marvel character from way back in the day. It was published under the Star Comics brand, which was Marvel's kiddie brand.
Uh-huh.
And I had some issues of this way back in the day.
Yeah.
It's too funny. Peter Porker, the Amazing Spider-Ham, he's a pig.
Yeah.
Dressed up like Spider-Man. And he looks very cute.
Spider-Ham. Here he is.
And he looks really cute.
I don't think it was a Simpsons movie, which I'm sure they said without knowing that this existed.
Well, it's Spider-Pig.
Spider-Pig. Spider-Pig.
I mean, they probably knew. It's all good. It's, it all
well, it's, makes, I mean, in the movie, it's not like they rip it off.
Right. No,
it's Homer holding a pig to
Homer
the ceiling.
It's holding a pig.
It's not,
exactly. It's not, it's not Peter Porker. But, boy, is it funny. And it's just the fact that we're getting an action figure of that deep cut.
Yeah.
I'm like, okay, I'm going to buy this line. Because you couldn't order him singly. You had to get him with the whole set.
The whole deal.
So I was like, all right, fuck it. I'm going to get it because I like Venom. You get Carnage.
So you get these things. What are you getting?
You get an action figure.
Less respect from your spouse.
Right. That's gone. That's gone. I'm not even worried about that anymore. You get...
Update total. Zero respect.
You get a very... You get a very posable action figure.
Yeah.
You get usually multiple heads and or hands.
Okay.
That you can exchange and attach so you can design it differently.
Will you?
And you get a piece of the Build-A-Figure from each line. So there is a Gestalt seventh figure in each line of six. And that encourages you to buy every figure of the line.
Of course it does.
So that you can put them together. That's why I had, about a year ago, I had to buy... in recent X-Men line.
Yeah.
Because the Build-A-Figure is a big-ass Juggernaut, and I fucking love Juggernaut
figures. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So I was like, I want that Juggernaut figure. And I even had to buy the Wolverine twice, because the first motherfucker sold me Wolverine without the Juggernaut head piece.
Oh,
I was so pissed.
You must have burned up.
I was pissed. I was like, motherfucker, it cost me a pretty penny. Anyway.
Oh, man.
But... I love me some Marvel.
The highs
Legends.
And lows of collecting toys, guys. You get burned. You get burned.
Guys, it's tough out there.
Yeah.
No, I lie. It's tough. I love it. I love it. It's the only thing that keeps me going.
Imagine sitting at home without your Juggernaut head. Oh, man.
Burns me up.
If you had everything but the head, you had just a headless Juggernaut sitting there. No.
I talk about this because Piff talks about this too.
Yeah.
You order little magic things. Mm-hmm. Trinkets, little decks, little whatever online, and
right.
You really do get so excited about stuff coming in the mail all
right.
the time. So I do actually think that if I got it and didn't have the Juggernaut head, I would actually be like really steaming furious.
Sure.
And then my wife would ask me what's wrong, and I wouldn't have the nerve to tell her accurately what's
happening. I told my wife. She knew.
Oh, wow, yeah. So to get the set of six of these, the Spider-Man, the Venom Marvel Legends Wave 1
right.
set of six... Which gets you six action figures, dolls.
Plus
I believe they're just dolls.
Plus the seventh Gestalt figure,
which is just a big Venom.
Will
it's a
you
giant
unbox
monster Venom.
These?
Yes, I'm out. Right. I'm an out of package guy at this point.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, but $150 for six dolls.
Wow,
six dolls
plus parts to make a seventh doll.
Exactly, seven dolls.
That's
but as a collector who got used to paying $45 per figure for my Masters of the Universe collection,
yeah.
Twice a month, it's fine. I'm getting off easy. Plus, fucking Super 7 keeps making some more stuff. I got Stridor coming.
Yeah.
And their PowerCon exclusive this year.
Yeah.
You got a couple, but the one I'm getting, I'm so happy. Uncle Mortok and Driel.
Yeah.
Do you remember the episode when Orko goes back to Tralla and meets the little girl Orko?
Hold that thought. I might have to repeat that question. Jacob, production meeting.
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
Production meeting. Where we talk about how the sausage gets made.
I know that you typically have your scoop mail already queued up in a little file.
Yep.
I forwarded you one that was mailed to me.
Okay.
That I re-forwarded to the admin at mattandmattingly.com for scoop mail.
Today?
No.
Okay.
It was like this week.
Okay.
But sometimes I know you have it all loaded up and we're recording a shitload of episodes, so I want you to look for the one that's from me.
Would this be from Double Scoops?
Yes.
Okay, I think I already have it queued up.
Great.
Look at that.
Production meeting over.
Production meeting, where we talk about how the sausage gets made.
Anyway, it's two little Orko dolls.
You get two Orko dolls?
Yeah.
Orko's the little guy with the hood and the weird eyes.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Did you remember his little girlfriend, Driel?
Oh, I loved her.
I did as a kid. I was obsessed with Driel. I am so flipped out that I'm getting a Driel action figure. An Uncle Mortok.
The most affectionate you are, the only human you're affectionate about in the cartoon world is Belle. Other than that, you like Drizelle. What's her
Driel.
Name? Driel.
Yeah.
Your affection towards Battle Cats.
Who doesn't love Battle Cat?
Tila?
Oh, Tila. Mm-hmm.
Tila, yeah.
Tila's great. Tila's great. She's no Belle.
Have you ever had dreams about fucking animals?
No.
Dreams.
Tila's not an animal. She's a human.
Cartoons?
Cartoons?
Yeah.
I don't think so.
Yeah.
I don't think so. What was I having? I was having a crazy dream just the other day. Shit. Now it's gone.
All right.
Just, you remember yesterday or today?
My kid explained to me his dream for the first time.
Uh-oh.
Yeah.
What happened?
He's like, I had a dream about you. You had yellow bubbles coming out of you, and I ran and got mommy saying you were sick, and we've got the yellow bubbles out of you.
Oh.
Said it was a bad dream. I said, yeah. Oh, it sounds like you. I said, but he said, it's not, I'm not going to have it again, though. I said, okay, good.
Deal.
Good deal. Deal, deal.
Yellow
deal.
Bubbles.
Yellow bubbles. I guess I was like, maybe I had jaundice? Maybe I had jaundice in his dream?
Interesting.
Yeah.
It would have been much funnier if he'd come to you and be like, I had a dream about you last night. You had jaundice.
Yeah. You had an imbalance. You need to get it addressed.
Would have just been impressive.
Yeah. And I got mommy. We drove you to a doctor.
Mm-hmm.
He prescribed you some meds and said if it didn't clear up within a day or two, that I should go to the emergency room.
Yeah.
But you were fine.
Which seemed like sound advice.
We got a second opinion.
Yeah. He did say he's like, Daddy, can you give me a wet paper towel? I need to unitch my eye.
Mm-hmm. Unitch.
Unitch as a verb.
Yeah.
Loved it.
My eye
that's
itches.
That's how language gets growed.
And I'll tell you, and this
yeah,
is
that's
like
a, not.
What I liked about unitched as a verb and unitched as a term mm-hmm. is that we don't just scratch itches to get rid of them.
Right.
Do you know what I mean?
What do we do?
So, like, if you take a wet paper towel and rub it.
Ah.
You know what I mean? Like,
ah.
You can, like, soothe away.
Oh, I see.
You know what I mean?
I see. We slap it.
Right.
Yeah.
We put it under water.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Put moisturizer on it.
We rub a nice balm on it.
So we balm. Don't. So that there isn't a term to, like, extinguish an itch, if you will.
Yeah.
You know? That we don't
scratch.
Right.
But you're right. Unitch.
Unitch is actually unitch more accurate than scratch.
Yeah.
Right.
So I'm into it.
Because you don't scratch your eye.
No, no.
Yeah.
That would hurt.
And just scratching the itch doesn't always mean ending it.
No.
But I guess that's the whole thing, right? Like,
that is
if somebody
the whole
says,
thing.
Oh, that scratch is an itch.
Yeah.
I finally got some poon. But that don't mean the itch is gone forever. That itch ain't always gone.
Yeah, that's
true. That itch is coming back. Yeah. So you haven't cured the itch.
No.
You didn't unitch it.
No, no.
What did he say?
He said unitch it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You didn't unitch it. You just scratched it.
Yeah.
That itch is still there. The poon itch is a hard one to break.
It's true.
Oh, don't get me started on the poon itch.
Read a sex study last night.
No, you didn't.
I did.
Full study. Didn't read an article on it. Read the whole study.
Read the whole study.
What happened?
They were talking about how
who's
often.
In this?
They were talking about how often
who's in this
people
study?
Of different age groups have
how
sex.
How old is she? Whoa.
And 18 to, I think it was 18 to 29.
Yeah.
Has the most sex.
Get out of town.
They have sex on average of, I think it was 3 times a week is what it averages out to.
All right.
The next grouping,
next
which is
up.
Basically the 30-year-olds,
yes,
mm-hmm. Have sex a little bit less, about two and a half times a week. It was something like that.
That halftime is always the tough.
Yep. Keep in mind that all of these numbers are incorrect.
Toughie. That's just.
I mean, because you don't get unitched.
No,
no.
That itch gets tickled, not scratched.
But then this is like, you know, wife draws a line. Two and a half.
Yep. 2.5. And if you come. Reset.
Yep.
No sex for a week.
No sex for a week.
But I have a bad news / good news scenario for the gentlemen in their 40s.
Okay.
Which is...
Who are you referring to?
How dare you.
I hate you. Who, whatever people in their 40s may or may not be listening.
I feel attacked.
I'm personally violated.
I feel reduced.
They have sex about half the amount of half the time. That the 18
half
to 29 year olds
right?
have.
Yeah. What?
So they have much less sex. They only have about 50% of the sex.
0.75.
But it is reported that the sex is much better, especially for women.
That's, that's 100% true.
And that makes a lot of sense.
Yeah. Because it takes days for us to come. days. That old train track is riddled with dead Chinamen. That is takes forever for the seed to find its purchase.
That makes sense. And I don't know how much.
By the way, if Chinaman is a racist term, we're sorry.
I don't know if it is or not. I was putting it in historical context.
Yes.
Because Chinese immigrants built our railroads.
Yes.
Yes.
I knew what you were saying.
I mean, it's a gross reference all around.
Sure.
It's talking about ejaculate, comparing it to railroad tracks, and then saying that there are dead Asians all over it. It's not a. I mean,
it's
no
not
one.
A, it's
no
not a
one,
pleasant
one,
scenario.
No one. No one comes out looking good.
Comes out.
No.
Yeah.
No one's smelling like a rosebud.
Except the railroad barons. The railroad barons always come out looking good.
They still have such a death grip on this country.
The railroad barons.
Those fucking Amtrak families. Old Lord Amtrak.
Ted Amtrak
and his ilk.
Well, at this point, Ted Amtrak's like, oh, you want in? And you're like, no, but just can we fix it? No, is the answer Ted Amtrak says.
Ted Amtrak's always like, how many Chinese laborers do you have for me that will work for free?
Because that's how we did it the first time.
That's how we did it the first time. It's the only way we're getting back to it.
Yeah.
That's all we're doing.
Terrible. No, but it's absolutely, you know, we've become much more sensitive lovers. We're so much more caring and attentive.
And then the other way is you also don't give a fuck anymore.
Right.
I think when you're young, you're so concerned with, like,
everything.
Yeah. How often you are having it, being good at it, being talked about it, being good at it.
Right.
You know. Mm-hmm. Why they talk about like porn destroying it for young people now because they're imitating, you know,
oh, yeah.
the imitating porn to thinking that that is sex and
life
things like
imitating
that.
Imitating porn,
yeah. But like you know, and then you know, you said the women particularly enjoying the study.
Mm-hmm.
You know the instant logic on that is that there's so much guilt and whatever involved with. How often you have it, how many partners you've had, who, you know, for what reasons you're having sex. And by the time you're 40, it's sex is for you.
Well, that's what they said.
The amount of partners that you have is whatever the fuck you need.
Right. Yep.
And you don't give a shit about.
And they pointed out that the older you get, the more likely you are to just tell your partner or partners what you want.
Well, that's, and you know, also you're like, more comfortable with them.
Yeah.
It's somebody you trust, so you're going to have a better time.
Or you don't care.
Yeah.
Well, I mean,
you're comfortable with yourself. I don't think it's being comfortable with the other person. You're comfortable with yourself.
Well, I guess that's it. That's it. But being with that other person that you're comfortable with helps. But yeah, I guess at this age, it's like who the fuck cares?
No, and even talking like as we've gotten older and our circle of friends have gotten older, like listening to women both married and not married talk more openly about like what they like this,
what a girl wants.
Yeah, just
what
be like,
a girl
oh,
needs.
They just sing that song over and
makes
over again.
Her happy,
just talking about what they want.
Free.
And just getting it. And you're like, this is great.
Yeah.
You're, like, this is awesome.
It's the best. That's all I watch on what is it called? Brazzers. I just watch ladies talking about what they want.
Is that what you do?
Yeah, that's what gets me cooking. I don't go for any actual penetration. I just want people to be like, so what I'm hoping for is, first of all, it's my off day, number one. And then I'm able to just kind of, all right, I had a good lunch, but it wasn't so much that I'm like, oh. So it's the afternoon, but it's not evening.
Wait, get some Sweat House music on there.
Temperatures are just right.
That's some hot stuff.
Temperatures
Paul's,
are
Paul's
just
laying down the goods here. We
right.
Can't, there we go.
So overhead fan is on.
Brought to you
but
by
it's,
the
it's,
Sweat House.
And the air conditioner's going, but it's not cold. In fact, we have a window crack to get a little fresh air in, but that's not doing any kind of heat. It's just nice.
It's a good breeze.
Nice. Good breeze. And the curtains are fluttering, which, of course, just gives it that whole Red Shoes Diaries vibe.
Red Shoe Diaries.
Yeah. He's he comes in. He's freshly clean. He's got two beers, one for him, one for me. We sit and we sip the beers. And then we just strip real slow. We just strip. while we're sipping beers. And before we know it, we're both naked sipping beers.
While just discussing things.
Yeah, just naked sipping beers. We didn't, we didn't plan on it.
The stripping is not like a
not
seductive.
At all.
It is just
no.
It's just an activity.
It's an activity of it's an activity of comfort. That's how comfortable we are. That's the whole thing. I want to couch this in comfort. That's what it is. It's not about the raw sexual tension.
No, no.
It's the comfort that's coming. Yeah. Like
this is just an ideal afternoon.
The bedroom has turned into sweatpants. That's how comfortable it is. Everything inside this dome is now just pleasurable and relaxed. A loose waistband of a room. We're sitting and we're sipping the beers naked now, and slowly we just fall into each other. We don't even know when one starts and the other ends.
Yeah.
That's it. We're not drunk, but we're feeling good, and we're in the bed. It's fine. Everything's smooth.
It's fine.
The bed itself is velvet.
Oh!
All velvet.
Oh! About.
I feel like I'm having sex on top of a cat.
All soft, soft
I'm back
velvet.
In.
Tila.
Yeah. So then from nowhere comes a bunch of lube. Just a bunch of lube, and it's on the parts it needs to be. It's not where it shouldn't be. It's not on my hands. It's exactly where it should be. But I'm not having to focus on my own personal lubricant. Or hoping that everything down there is fully charged. No, I'm good. I'm wet enough that there's not going to be any issues of pain or discomfort. But I didn't have to do it myself, so it wasn't that extra effort. But there's no residual mess. I mean, the perfect lubrication application doesn't happen, but here it did. Somehow it did.
I'm not sure what we're finding out about Paul right now, but I am sure that we're finding out a lot about Paul right now.
Slowly we roll around. We just roll around and things slip in and out of places. That's all. We're not going for one thing.
Yeah.
No one person is getting more than the other. Mouths are everywhere.
Yeah.
And then a ghost shows up.
This
ghost is able to get
Drizel.
Everywhere. Everywhere. And it's like it knows. So like, oh, one nipple's not getting enough attention. Ghost. Right there. Right on it.
Ghost nipple sex ghost. Support team.
Exactly. Sex support. I'm not fucking the ghost.
No.
The ghost is enhancing my pleasure.
It's helping.
Like to just help out a little bit.
The perfect spiritual guide.
Hello, left nipple.
So I'm there and it's great. It's great.
No, what? No one's shrimping them toes?
See?
On it.
That's you've been inside my dream. So we finally wrap up after we've climaxed.
Jesus.
We both have climaxed. Everybody's spent.
I know I am.
Here's the thing. There's just enough beer left. And it's still cold.
That's what I knew.
So we sit up and enjoy it. Oh, it's perfect.
That's
we
could
throw
I get
on
some
the,
of that beer?
We throw on the latest episode of Kimmy Schmidt. We have a chuckle. The ghost fucking loves it. Loves it.
And the leftover beer, the right amount of cold beer left over, that's when I knew it was porn. When I was like, come on.
Unbelievable.
That's not possible.
That's how it works.
Well, there you go.
And then we take a slow bath.
Slow bath? What is a slow bath? I don't take a fast bath. What is a slow bath?
Like you get out of the water and it's uncomfortably cool now?
Have you ever you've never taken a fast bath?
To me, like all baths are
slow.
Slow.
Right. So slow that down.
like the arm movement of like the loofah on my arm, slow that down?
All of it. Every piece of the bath is slower. Slow bath. Once we're done, we drip dry. No towels. No towel. Drip dry because that light breeze that keep coming in, it's perfect. And then we fall asleep on the floor. We don't even go into the bed.
That sounds great.
Yep. One day I'll get there.
This is what you masturbate to. Women talking like this?
Yep.
You got so into it, you forgot the bit you were doing.
What bit?
It's time for a little slow bath.
Slow bath. Take it easy. Slow bath. Take it even easier than that.
You're going a little too fast. Slow it down. Here, have some body wash. Don't open it so quickly.
You really snatched it out of my hands like a bandit. Relax, this is a slow bath. If it doesn't take 4 hours, you went too fast. Slow bath.
Penn got like bed sores or something from bathing.
From slow bath?
Yeah, from slow bath.
Mm. Where was he bathing?
He was bathing at home, but he was staying there so forever. Often and taking his so time much. That he started to get like some kind of reaction. Like
full
to his
body
skin.
Trench foot.
Yeah, yeah. And so they went to the doctor and like, you need to put adding some oils and stuff in there and
or stop it.
Well, I
knock
think that's
it the
ultimately.
Fuck off.
I don't think now that he's a father of two, I don't think he does the heels.
Oh, sure. I was thinking this was recent.
No. This is a long time
ago.
This
is old Penn.
Yeah.
Yeah. We got the new apartment.
Mm-hmm.
And the tub is mammoth.
Yeah.
It's the biggest fucking tub I've ever seen. It's huge.
And it came with
with the new apartment.
Was this part of the factor of you pulling the trigger when you went and visited? When you went and see if you wanted to live there?
It certainly didn't hurt. Anne loves a good bathtub. But here's the fucking sad thing.
Oh, no.
It's so big. It drains the hot water tank, and you can't even fill it enough with hot water to have
oh, no!
a bath. It's too big for
that's
the
so cruel.
It's too big for the tank.
That's so
it's,
cruel.
Oh, that's horrible.
It's
so
typical.
Do you have to do like the boiling a tea kettle thing?
I
or
mean,
something?
That would be this. She hasn't taken a bath in there yet.
Yeah. Or like a real shallow bath.
Oh right, yeah,
which
gross.
Is the worst.
Yeah.
Shallow bath.
Puddle bath.
Puddle bath is bad news.
Oh, God,
that's bad news.
Can you imagine?
That's why Puddles the Clown is so unhappy.
Yeah. Oh, no, but it's just funny. I was like, oh, fuck. And it doesn't make sense. It's huge. The tub is huge. I really do like the bathroom, though. I like the whole thing. But my apartment's cool.
You're happy with it.
I'm very happy with it.
You know what I'm happy with?
What?
Scoop mail!
What?
Yeah.
Message for you, son.
How'd we get here so fast? Time just flew by.
Everybody slow down.
We did a slow bath.
Let's see. We have one here, as we have already talked about, from
Slow Bath Don Milosevic.
Double
That's
scoop.
What they call me.
Double scoop. Yep.
Slow Bath Don Milosevic. Go ahead.
Hi, boys. I believe I invented a new sex thing.
Oh.
It's called cornholing.
Oh, dear.
I'm not sure if this is just
this
a Midwest thing.
This is a sexy episode, huh?
Yep.
It is.
I'm not sure if this is just a Midwest thing, but while people are outside in the summer, this is not just a Midwest thing. This is all over the place. While people are outside in the summer, they throw beanbags into holes in plywood at a defined distance, and it's called cornholing.
I saw at Target a set of these. I didn't get a good. I should. I for some reason just spaced out. Didn't know stuff. I was like, oh, because they're blank.
Okay.
They're at Target, so they're probably relatively inexpensive. If I see them again. I think I might put them on the corporate card for Scoop Fest.
What are we doing?
Cornhole games.
A cornhole set. They were blank,
yes.
So we could put stickers and stuff on them and design them up like our
great
logos and stuff for Scoop
Deal.
Fest.
Done. Approved.
All right. If I find them again, I'll get them.
Great.
If they're reasonably priced.
Fine. Yeah. I was unaware of this practice until recently when an ex-girlfriend of mine told me she was ranked nationally in the American Cornhole Organization. Here is her membership card. Maybe there was supposed to be a picture. Right. I don't know. If there was a picture, there's not a picture here. It had been a little over 10 years since I had talked to her or even seen her. It was a really bad breakup because she was stripping behind my back, and that was a bridge too far for me at the time.
We agreed. Like, every time you turned around, she just starts to take her clothes off?
Yeah, yeah. And you'd be like, you're naked.
No.
We agreed that meeting up and catching up would be fun, and she said that she would teach me how to cornhole. I told her that I would look for the equipment and set it up at my house. They sell cornholing equipment here at Walmart, so I bought it.
There you go.
But I also grabbed a few other things. Our relationship was challenging in almost every department except in the bedroom.
Oh, sweat house.
She and I are both rather adventurous and down for anything, so when she arrived, she was happy to see the wood and the beanbags, plus the little extras that I had bought
always
for fun.
Always happy to see the wood.
I want this to be noted. I read this because it was sent to me, and then I forwarded it on to Scoop Mail. This is why we like it to go directly to Scoop Mail. I'm mad that I'm not taking this in for the first time with you guys.
I see.
You're about to take it in.
I know.
Hey-o.
I always wanted to try and pop the popcorn that is sold right off the cob at the old country stores, and I thought there might be a few other things that could be done with it as well.
Cracker Barrel item.
Yeah. She arrived, we talked for a few minutes, and then she proceeded to get really excited to see what I had in store for us. She proceeded to kick my ass by throwing beans into holes in wood, and I decided to throw some corn into hers.
Oh.
I did take it out of the plastic wrap, don't worry, and then I was really pleasantly surprised how well each of the kernels of corn on the cob working together inside her made her come over and over again.
Oh my.
While I was spinning it and moving it
in and out
of her.
Indian corn rub.
See, I knew this is going. This is great, right?
Yeah.
This is not the story I thought we were getting when we started.
No.
Have you ever had your vaginal opening done with blue corn cobs?
And have you ever used your vagina as an oven?
Did it pop in there? Stop it.
When she regained her facilities, she insisted on using it on me. I was concerned because that kind of penetration on
How hot is this thing going on?
But I always feel like reciprocation is great policy. For the benefit of my
experience. Slow that down. This is very important.
I always feel like reciprocation is a great policy.
This girl said, thanks, that was fun. Now let's shove it up your ass.
Right.
He says, I'm not into that, but you know what? You've done it. Let's do it for you.
Fair is fair.
This is a good gentleman.
That's a good life policy.
This is a fine gentleman right here.
I'll bet.
He's not waiting until 40 to have the good sex.
I bet he's in his 40s.
Or he's already in his 40s. He just gets it.
He gets it.
Which we've discussed all the time. It's like at this point, all the things I was like, oh, I don't know. It's like, I don't give a fuck now. Whatever.
Let's go.
Do it. Even if it's not the best thing for me, what do I give a shit about it?
As long as it's not metal and it's going to be stuck in me.
Yeah.
Go for it. I don't mean stuck in me. You know what I mean? Like, you can stick it in me, but if it stays in me, that's when we're gonna have a problem.
It better come out during a slow bath.
Yeah, I'm not. Yeah, that's if there was a line, that'd be it. I saw a line. Somebody showed an x-ray of a wiener with tacks in it.
What?
It was a wiener, and then this person had put like little brad nails all up in it.
I am upset at the turn that this conversation has taken.
That's where I draw the line.
Fine.
Put brad nails up my urethra. Nope.
For the record, I draw the line before that.
Oh, I mean, this guy...
For the record, I hate drawing lines.
Ha!
This guy was probably like, well, one more can't hurt, because it's like five.
No.
Five little brad nails up a wiener. I think I saw it on Scoop Group.
One fell out and bumped its head.
No Brad nails up your wiener, he said.
Who's Brad?
You'll find out.
The greatest nailer in the world.
Lover? The most sensuous nail lover.
For the benefit of my experience, she did offer to put a condom on it, just to keep it together for safety's sake, even though I think that any corn entering my body from my mouth or my ass would look exactly the same as it came out. We both chose to use extra virgin olive oil.
That's what they call
as the lube to keep it all natural.
That's known as consistency.
And it really came in handy because after I enjoyed the full benefits of a corn cob in my ass, we popped it, ate it, and watched a movie. I invite everyone to try it. It's okay. Called cornholing.
I'm gonna say that I misread this email.
Okay.
You thought it popped in
his business. I thought it popped in his business.
Yeah.
Ah, no. But it did not.
No.
They popped it afterwards.
Yeah, which is great.
Which means
it had some seasoning.
Behind the seasoning. Behind.
Behind the seasoning.
Behind the seasoning.
I think we can get rid of the. It's just behind seasoning.
I was so excited that properly looped corn could be ran in and out at a speed that would build the heat up for popping. That's why I forwarded this email. I was like, this is exciting news.
I mean, I think technically it's possible.
I know, guys, you're right. I just added myself as someone who clearly hasn't cobbed his own asshole. Busted.
Or doesn't have a hot enough butt.
Yeah, someone who's diagnosed with chronic cool butt. This is living for
cool
other people's
butt
stories. Living for other stories. Like, oh, but how hot was that anus, though?
When did the doctor say that your next appointment is? He said never. He said, I've got a chronic cool butt.
There's no cure.
There's no cure.
Nothing will bring heat to that chamber.
There's no way. She's like, well, here's the thing. I want to date you right now. Because you know what my favorite thing in the world is? I have a recurring dream that my tongue gets stuck in an ice cave. So I want to try out your cool butt.
Cool butt.
We got one here from Mike. What's up, Jacob and fuckers?
Your farts are like Arctic wind.
Ha! Whee! I've been subscribed.
Oh, God.
God, I got a chill all of a sudden. Oh, it was me. What happened?
I farted.
What?
From my cool butt.
You have cool butt?
I didn't want to tell you so soon.
I wish you'd told me sooner. I have some popsicles that aren't cold enough yet. Would you mind sitting
it's
on
just
them?
Just liquid. That's,
yeah, okay.
They aren't cold
all
enough
right
yet. They're just liquid.
All right, I have liquid that needs freezing. Does that okay make it better?
Yes.
Aren't they popsicles, though, because they're in the longs tubes?
Yeah, as long as they're in the tubes, yeah.
And then it's not liquid, it's popsicle.
Well, it's really just like a cup at that point until it's frozen.
It's a long cup.
It is a long cup. Mm. It's a long cup. All right.
What's up, Jacob and fuckers? I have been subscribed to your show from the beginning.
Shame on you.
But never got around to listening to it.
What?
Whoa.
Amazing.
But I finally caught up on those in May and started yours. Holy shit, you guys are freaking nuts.
Yes.
I just listened to episodes 58, Have a Ball in Arkansas,
oh,
and 59, Tim Gunn's Chocolate Runway.
Yeah.
Those were a good, rare back-to-back doozies.
Yep.
That's some fine vintage you were taking in there, sir.
Yes.
I was sitting in my cube at work, writhing in pain, listening to that ball and shaft story.
Yeah.
And then you followed it up with a shit ton of diarrhea talk in the next episode, and I couldn't stop laughing.
That's a natural side effect.
Now all of my coworkers think that I'm possessed and bipolar. It's going to be an interesting couple of months at work catching up on this show. Only about 400 episodes left. Well, keep up the great work. Jacob, don't let those fuckers drink all your good alcohol. Figgity, fuck you in the face. That's Mike.
Well, Mike, you are behind. Jacob moved us out of his house. That's how much he wanted to protect his alcohol.
That's true.
We moved.
Well, thank you for listening. Finally. Yeah. That's awesome.
That is very
and
nice.
You know what?
And
thank
so Mike,
you for subscribing and not listening.
Yeah, you actually, you're the one we've been talking about this whole time.
You guys, that's what we need. I don't care if you listen. Just subscribe.
We care if they listen.
I mean, I like, that's extra. That's bonus, though.
Bonus, though.
Just subscribe. If everybody subscribed, especially people who don't want to listen,
yeah,
awesome. Thank you.
I think we did acquire a few of those.
Good.
Yeah.
Good.
I mean, I believe we are still on my mother-in-law's phone.
Yeah. I guarantee she ain't listening.
Bomb. Yeah.
She's in one day to be like, oh, no.
She calls up Jake and be like, you know what? I have never tried a slow bath.
Ah!
Yeah, exactly.
Ah!
Slow bath, chronic cool ass.
Two cold beers.
We got one here from German Scoop. Hey guys, it's me again, the scoop that haunts you from the past.
Oh no!
And from Germany.
Oh, even worse.
Past Germany. Yeah. We're there again.
The Germanic tribes, is that what you're talking about?
Yes.
Germania?
Yes.
Yeah.
Talking about when giants roam the earth.
I have reached episode 252. That means I have reached the point where there are fewer episodes left to listen to right now than I have listened to.
Okay.
In current production.
Yeah.
I'm going to go out on a limb and say there's going to be way more episodes.
Oh, whoa.
Yeah.
Breaking news.
Gauntlet.
Catch with the deer.
Gauntlet laid down.
I write to you because the guests in episode 252 were Christine and Brock. Christine and Paul told stories about the fascinating world of retail.
Oh, yes. That was a good episode.
Paul forgot shows about ancient astronaut theorists or whatever they're called. I recommend you the TV show Superstore if you have not watched it yet. I've been to the show earlier this year and thought it was really, really funny, but it's way better. It's way under the radar of popular TV show websites.
My wife watches that one. That's
it's a good
the one
show.
With the yeah, it's got Mark McDonald from Kids in the Hall.
Yep.
And a bunch of other funny people.
Yeah.
It's funny. I watch it a little bit.
I've watched probably 4 episodes total of it.
It's one of those, yeah, it's one of those where I watch and I'm like, oh, I wish that was my job.
Yeah. They definitely, they always hit a couple jokes out of the park.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, there's always one where I was like, oh, that is good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's hard for me to watch because I'm like, oh, I want to do that.
Yeah, exactly.
I want to be on an ensemble piece like that. It'd be great fun.
Oh, I know. Yeah. It's very well written.
Tell them stories about slow baths and whatnot. Perfect. But it is. It's a good show.
Yeah.
Good recommendation. Yes. My wife watches it.
Yeah.
I will continue listening to the show, and I am now very excited to learn if Long Distance somehow makes its way into iTunes. Spoiler,
it's there, buddy.
It doesn't.
It's there. Guys, if you haven't bought Long Distance yet,
whoa,
get out there.
Paul's made dollars.
Tens of dollars.
I've paid for a good chunk of those Marvel action figures. Yeah.
From all that.
I think I might have sold enough to buy that set.
You think?
I think I've sold
150 people bought Long Distance?
I think so.
I don't think so.
Do you get a piece of it? Because I'm in the subscription. I'm in the music subscription thing. So if I download that, do you get a piece of that?
I don't think so.
No.
I mean, I guess I would if it was on the million scale.
Right.
But it doesn't really register when you're not.
That makes me feel a lot better having never downloaded it.
There you go. Yeah. No, it's fine. I mean, you know.
Baby girl.
I just love that it's out there. I love that people can download it if they want.
Yeah.
And did that game come out yet?
It's right now they're doing like E3 or whatever.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah.
Randy Pitchford just did a whole big presentation of it.
Oh, great!
But
so
yeah,
it's coming.
Yeah, Desert Bus.
Long Distance is on that.
Yeah. Yeah. So if you drive Desert Bus.
Desert Bus 2.
Desert Bus 2. Yeah. The new virtual reality game from Penn & Teller that's coming out. Gearbox is putting it out. Actually, we should have the director come in. Brett Loudermilk is the director of that VR project.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, we definitely need him to come in and talk about
that. Yeah, he's got another project. Yeah, he's not announced. He can't talk about it, but it's you'll love it.
I can't wait.
But in it, there's a radio playing the whole time. Penn on Penn Central asked for fair use stuff that they could just put right on it. So, in different capacities, Paul and I are both represented in the radio sequences of the new Gearbox game.
Hilarious.
Yeah.
Yeah, there you go. Thanks, German Scoop.
That'll be so funny when people are listening to Long Distance. Especially the song is called Long Distance.
Yeah.
While you drive the
desert. I mean, it's
bus.
Perfect.
Right.
I have a hope. My hope is it becomes a cult underground hit.
Yeah.
And people actually do download it, ironically. But then it comes around. It comes around and people actually love it.
And then people research and find out Boone and McGraw aren't real, that they're just two characters.
I mean, it's published under me.
Oh, it is.
Yeah,
it is.
I didn't put it under Boone and McGraw. Put it under Paul Mattingly so people could find it. Yeah.
And then they'll realize that he's not real either.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, all right.
He's just the character they made up for Brazzers to describe.
Yeah.
Slow bath sex.
We got one here from the Scoop of Monte Cristo.
Oh,
we're knocking out Scoop.
That's
bang, bang, boom,
that,
bang.
That guy's a delicious sandwich.
It really is. Hello, Ingus, Dingus, and the other one. You decide who's who.
Ingus,
Dingus, Dingus.
I'll go for the other one.
Listening to the last couple of episodes and hearing Paul pick up the phone on air has made me want to share what I have been doing to telemarketers / phone scam artists, which has actually been getting some results.
Okay.
Inspiration.
I used to get annoyed when I would get scammy phone calls. The first time I would press the option to be removed from their list, the second time would be to ask for a representative and then ask to be removed, and then the third time would be to ask for a representative and then chew them out for wasting my time. Then one day it hits me. Instead of them wasting my time, now I would waste their time.
There we go. So we used to do it at my buddy Brian Grammel's old office.
Yep.
We would keep telemarketers on the line for sometimes like an hour.
As long as you could.
And they'd be like, you know, and then we start to ask rude questions like, excuse me, my boss might be listening. And we're like, if your boss is listening, you're fucked, dude.
Yeah. Now, I work a job which causes me to have days where I'm either on the road for a few hours a day or working at home, so I do have some time to kill. This story is from when I was dealing with the quote-unquote IRS.
Yeah.
Interesting
That's
thing
the most
about
effective scam.
Erwin yeah. R. Scheister.
Interesting thing WWE's about the IRS.
Erwin R. Scheister.
Yeah, that guy.
You know, he's Bray Wyatt's dad.
No.
Yeah.
I don't know Bray and, Wyatt.
I sincerely did not know that.
Yeah, Bray Wyatt and Bo Dallas. That's their father.
Who are those people?
They are wrestlers in the modern era.
Yes.
They are brothers, but yep. they don't play
they
the
don't
brother
do
role.
That, like Charlie Sheen and Emilio Estevez.
Exactly like
they
Charlie
tried,
Sheen. That's what I was about to say.
They tried to sculpt Bray Wyatt sort of as a
Bray Wyatt.
Well, I wish. They were trying to sculpt him as sort of a Bayou Undertaker.
Mm-hmm.
He's like I'm from the swamps and I got my weird voodoo sister doll. Abigail yeah. who's a ghost and have voodoo and all kind
of. Oh, I kind of know this.
I'm
yeah,
sure
yeah,
he
yeah,
walks
yeah.
around with a lantern. Yeah, he's got yeah. his cronies with him. Yeah, the Wyatt family. It does. I've never bought his gimmick. I hate his gimmick.
Yeah,
always have hated it. It's weird because it's creepy and I should love it, but it's not fun. I don't like him. But anyway, he's a second-generation wrestling superstar.
Okay.
And his dad was the tax man.
Erwin R. Scheister, the tax man.
It's really funny that he is the son of Erwin R. Scheister. I'd love there to be a way where they actually tie that in.
Yeah.
Like, he should come and show
well,
me. Well,
because you know a Bayou Undertaker doesn't pay taxes.
Right.
Could they, you know, because the whole thing is that them buying the stereotypes as characters to kind of polarize.
Mm.
Like, what if they, do they have like a Silicon Valley liberal, you know, trust fund baby?
Oh, yeah.
You know, or something like
there
that.
There have been like that
my
kind of
dad
thing.
Founded Adobe.
If you go scouring the indie circuit,
yeah.
every gimmick you can possibly imagine has
oh,
been
good.
Tried.
Because I'm like, there are yes. still very deep-rooted regional
sure.
stereotypes. They just aren't as broad as they were in the 80s and early 90s.
Yeah,
you
they're more precise.
Yeah, but that seems like you still should be able to buy in.
They still do. They just WWE's gone away from the cartoony,
yeah.
Much to my chagrin.
Yeah,
breaks
yeah.
my heart. Yeah, I used yeah. to love. The only ones that are really flipping, going nuts is New Day. They're yeah. just having a time, those guys. Love it. Mm-hmm. Love it. They're a three-man tag team. Mm-hmm. They're hilarious. They just keep coming up with fun bits. One of them plays the trombone and uses it and uses it to knock out opponents all the time.
What?
All
right, I'm in.
They,
I love that.
They wear incredibly loud fluorescent uniforms yeah. that are all kind of matching, but different style, each one. And their latest thing, they have two big catches right now. They got a thing called Bootios, which is their cereal, which is just Cheerios, but it's them on the cover, and it's Bootios. Eat your Bootios. And it's funny as hell. They spill it on people. They pour it in people's mouth. Now they've hit on pancakes as their big thing. So they bring plates full of pancakes down to the ring. They throw pancakes to the fans. They did a really funny bit at the most recent Royal Rumble.
Yeah.
Where, if you're familiar with the Rumble, it's the 30-man elimination match.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
The only way you can be eliminated is to go over the top rope.
Yeah.
And then both of your feet have to hit the ground.
Yeah.
And you're eliminated. What they did was one of their guys got thrown out almost all the way down. His second foot didn't hit the ground.
Yeah.
And they put a plate of pancakes under his foot. And he stood on the pancakes to get back in the ring. So he technically wasn't eliminated. saved my pancakes. These, I mean, like, your reaction is exactly right. That's the joy.
That's great.
That good wrestling gimmicks can bring.
And what you want to do is, like,
have fun with the shit.
Yeah, and if you want to be upset about it, like, put that voice in a character to be like, why is this professional league allowing pancakes to factor into, you know what I mean?
Like, that's it. Well, there were some that were like, this is bullshit. Yeah. Some of the heels were like, this is garbage.
Yeah.
How dare they?
Just take it balls to the wall, but make it real.
It's funny, man. It's funny. It still has.
Like, imagine Roger Goodell ranting about pancakes.
I know. I'd love it.
There are moments. There are still little shining moments in that.
We would love writing for wrestlers. We would
crush
it. We would love it.
Crush it. But it's a bizarre, insular, difficult world.
Yeah. We wouldn't just get hired willy-nilly.
It's very difficult to get into.
Yeah.
And they might, like, want to break our arms or something. I'm not going to do that.
It's not about breaking arms. It's just
your
about...
soul.
No.
Brad nails
right
into the penis.
Yes.
What are Brad nails?
You got to go on tour, basically. And you got to You got to be on the road for about 300 days out of the year.
It
if
is
not
50,
more.
50 out of 52 weekends.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
Yeah. No.
It's a lot of work.
Nope.
So we have this story from when I was dealing with the IRS, quote unquote.
Erwin R. Scheister.
Interesting thing about the IRS. That whole thing just emanated from me saying the word IRS.
Yeah.
Interesting thing about the IRS, if
Paul and I's career path.
If you guys have never received a call from them threatening prosecution for back taxes,
they don't do that.
All of the agents there seem to have thick Indian accents, but yet very, very American sounding names.
Well, that the I stands for Indian.
Yep. Yes. Little known fact.
Indian Revenue Service.
Yep. So the first time they called me, I called them back and spoke to agent Jack Stone.
Jack Stone. Did he give you betting tips?
I said, listen here, buddy. I have studied criminal law, and I know that the IRS does not ask you to pay back money. They just take it in a process known as asset forfeiture. Agent Stone then told me he isn't with the IRS, but they let his company know about the prosecution, and they pursue me to seek remedy before arresting me.
That makes sense.
Yeah, that perfect sense.
Come and arrest me, fucker. Goodbye.
I then asked why he answered the phone, Internal Revenue Service, Agent Stone speaking, and he abruptly hung up the phone.
Aha!
I thought that may get them off my back, but nonetheless, the next day I received the same message that I would be facing prosecution. This time, I had about 2 hours of driving to kill, so I decided to have a little fun. I pulled over and looked up a random address that was for an open field. I then called them back and gave them a false name and that address that I had looked up. Surprisingly, the name that I gave, Eek Roy Stevenson, not only lived at that address, but owed the IRS a hefty tax bill. Purely coincidental. Now, what this agent, Agent Tim Smith, didn't know is that Mr. Stevenson had intended to not pay his taxes and was very upset that the IRS had caught him, especially after his lawyer had told him that he should pay all of his taxes. Though that didn't stop Mr. Stevenson from trying to bribe Agent Smith with Bitcoin or a personal check for ridiculously low amounts of money. This exchange of trying to bribe Agent Smith went on surprisingly for about 30 minutes, with Agent Smith finally saying, I have GPS'd your location, and we are sending a SWAT team to your home to arrest you right now.
Oh, that should be... That right there should be... A federal crime.
That actually saying I think it does cross the line. Actually,
saying that you're doing that.
I think saying you did, but especially doing it.
Well, certainly
SWAT
doing
is a
it.
Real fucking awful thing.
That's what I mean. Yeah,
well, yeah.
Well, but SWATing, it gets people killed.
But because SWATing is a real thing,
the fact that you threaten it like
that. So, like, even if I know that you're not actually calling the SWAT team, but the fact that SWATing is a thing, I think
it
that
should
is
be
crossing a line for
absolutely.
That.
Absolutely,
because this person might. Practice that
yeah
terrible right. thing
so Mr.
It's
Stevenson
like screaming
retorted
fire in a crowded theater
so Mr. Stevenson retorted
Which I
good
love.
Thing I'm on the road Dude, right I now my that. Wife will be pretty mad so how about like $20 in Bitcoin to make this whole thing go away. Eventually Agent Smith hung up the phone. I thought that was it, but 4 days later I received yet another call threatening prosecution.
Oh
my gosh.
So I sat there, found a new address, and made up the name Jack Calloway. Now, Mr. Calloway had an interesting disease. He unfortunately aged at a rampant rate of time. So in the 60
progeria?
Minutes... Progeria? So
Jack
60
Calloway,
minutes,
the progeria disease sufferer?
In the 60 minutes that he spent on the phone with Agent Leslie Tucker...
Leslie Tucker, that's a fine name.
Yep. Mr. Calloway went from 40-something years old to an 86-year-old man who couldn't drive and was losing the ability to understand his smartphone.
That's funny.
And couldn't order an Uber to pick him up so he could get to Walmart and buy gift cards to pay off the tax fines that he owed.
Yeah.
A part of the scam is they send you to Walmart, Target, or other stores where you can put gift card, you can get gift cards and have you purchase them, and then you tell them what the gift card number is, and they can spend the gift card. There was about 5 to 10 minutes of Mr. Calloway asking
super scam
if he could go to another store because he didn't like Apple or Walmart's business practices. Eventually, Mr. Calloway's phone died, though, because I had gotten to my location and had to start working. 4 days later, when the IRS called back, I tried calling them back, but apparently they have caller ID set up, because as soon as they would pick up the phone, they would hang up. Well, that little thing couldn't stop me. I took my personal cell phone, my work phone, and downloaded apps to both to give me two additional numbers from them, and then spent the next hour calling them from four different phone numbers. It would go call, pick up, hang up. This would go on for about until finally one of the agent picks up and says, "Hey, fuck you, son of a bitch, stop calling." To which I calmly stated, "But the IRS is threatening me with prosecution. I'm just worried about going to jail. Why are you being so rude?" He then told me to fuck my mother and hung up. It's been about a month and no calls back from them. I truly hope that I didn't get Mr. Stevenson or Mr. Calloway in more trouble after uncovering their inability to pay taxes. Sorry if this went on too long. Anyway, I think it may be...
I can't believe that guy's been fucking his own mother for a month.
I know. I think it may be a funny side podcast that Paul and Matt recorded when they received scam phone calls and just committed to a persona and waited to see how desperate the person on the other line is for a sale.
I think
and just
show
wasted their time.
Prank Yankers.
Yeah, but it's different. At least the hook
I like this
incoming
better.
I think it's morality. I like it a lot better.
Yeah, that's calling you.
I
mean, these guys just get cursed at all day long, so I'm sure they're used to it, but wasting their time seems to be the one way to get them to leave you alone. Well, fuck you in the faces while getting others in trouble for tax evasion. The Scoop of Monte Cristo.
That is great. I really like that a lot. You, sir, are a hero. Not all heroes wear a cape.
I believe he wears a cape.
Oh, okay, they're good. Some do.
A lot, yeah. Good.
I like to think that Scoop wears a cape.
All right, let's
That's
Jack
funny,
versus
man.
Nerd up this motherfucker.
You ready to do a little Jack versus Nerd action?
Oh, am I?
Fuck yeah.
I'm on the hunt for balls. I'm on the hunt for balls.
You know, Piff criticized all of our songs.
Yeah.
No one ever complains about that.
No.
No one complains that we have a long intro. No one complains that, and most time we... We've gotten complaints when we've cut off the Jock versus Nerd intro and things like
that. We have.
People like our jams.
Yep.
Got good jams.
Come for the comedy, stay for the jams.
That's what keeps them here, man.
We got one here from the Great White Scoop. This is a classic Jock versus Nerd.
I still think it's possible to pop those cobs with my butt.
Oh, it is.
It's got to be.
Don't stop,
Natalie. It would take like a quick.
Yeah. It would take causing a literal Indian burn in your anus.
Yeah. But it's worth it for fresh popcorn?
How fresh is it going to be?
The freshest. Right off the cob.
Oh. A little backdoor seasoning.
Can you imagine? I mean, it's bad enough to get some of that shit in your teeth.
You said he had a condom on.
Okay. Now you've changed the game.
Yeah.
So it's going to pop in a condom.
Yes.
So you have to have an unlubed,
right.
Completely yeah. clear.
Or tasty lubed. One or the other.
Either way.
You want cherry popcorn?
Do I?
Pop my
butt cherry.
They have that at Popcorn Girl, don't they?
They do. Cherry it doesn't popcorn. Taste the same as...
doesn't taste the same as my ass-lube popcorn.
Did you ever go up there and be like, you have a ass-popped corn?
Yeah, any butt-popped? How much of your popcorn is butt-popped, miss?
What?
How much of your corn is butt-popped?
Meaning?
Did you take a cob, put in a cherry-lipped condom, and shove it in and out of someone's butthole so quickly it popped right off the cob?
Well, just the jar that says that.
Oh, I didn't see these jars over here.
Yeah.
I'll take the whole batch.
All right.
I'll take the lot.
I'll take the lot. I said good day.
It's the most expensive.
Yeah.
Because it's artisanal. And it's seasonal.
Oh, it's seasonal.
Because if he does it more than twice a season, he develops an internal callus.
Horrible.
It's butt corn season. Line out the door.
Oh.
Only comes butt once a year.
This is a classic Jock vs. Nerd. It was sent to us in 2015 from the Great White Scoop. As a straight white man living in the great state of Michigan, I often played the game Fuck, Marry, Kill in my youth.
Mm-hmm.
This is a game where you were given three people and you decide which one you want to fuck, which one you want to marry, and, well, you get the rest.
It was a very different game for me because I had a neighbor named Marry, Kill.
Uh-huh.
So it was a very different game for us as a kid.
The solution is right there.
Exactly.
Right. It wasn't so much of a game as just fucking your neighbor.
We all chose the same option.
Mary Kill, she's a vegetarian. Mary Kill, Mary
patio,
Kill, Mary
patio.
Kill. She don't eat meat, but she likes ass cob popcorn.
Thinking about the three of you, I think the first choice is easy. I'm positive that Matt would be a power bottom. So the first one is a gimme.
Of course, I'm curious about making corn.
Yep. Jacob isn't the kind of guy that you would want to take home to your mother.
Actually, I want to take this back. It seems like we've lost the idea of distinguishing even a bottom from a power bottom. I think I'd just be a bottom. I think I'd just listen. I don't think I would demand. I don't think I would control from the bottom.
No?
I think I'd just...
You'd be cold fish just laying there?
I just, yeah. Not cold fish, you're active.
Oh, so you'd be a power bottom.
No. Power bottom has status.
Well, and also is going to town.
Right. But I think, like, if you are taking...
Can a power bottom be on top?
I'm sure. But now...
Is that it? Is that what it means?
No.
That's not the only thing.
From what I understand...
Yeah?
Even though you won't... If you're not interested in the end of any of my sentences...
No.
Are... The power bottom is someone who's simply in control of the sexual experience, but they take it in the butt.
Okay.
It's like a status thing.
Sure.
You know.
Right.
And I think...
I thought it meant more like they are more active.
Ah.
Like some people... Sometimes when you're going to it,
yeah,
somebody's a little more active than the other.
Yeah.
This one, the bottom is doing all the action.
Yeah.
The wiener just sits there. It's the butt that does all the work.
I think what's fascinating is that between your browser's description and now this, you're very fascinated with who puts in the least amount of effort in the sexual encounter.
There you go.
Your number one distinguishing factor of roles is effort.
Who's working here? Who's putting in the clock? Who's punching the time card?
As a fellow nerd, Paul and I could probably talk about He-Man and Star Wars all day. So, yep, sorry, Jacob.
Guaranteed.
But to be honest, I would probably at least mess around with you before pushing you into a closet full of knives. Now that I'm rock hard, time for some jock versus nerd.
All right.
Nerd question for Matt.
So did you get killed? Is that what happened?
I think I got killed. I got killed.
After he got fucked.
We messed around a little bit, then I got killed.
All three for all three.
That's what it sounded like.
They did some hand stuff, and then into the knives.
We did a little bit of under the pants, and then right into the knives.
It's just some frustrating dry humping, and then I murdered him. Out of sheer frustration.
In Harry Potter, what position does Harry Potter play in Quidditch? Bonus points if you can say what the position goals are.
Power bottom.
He plays tight end. Not for long. Popcorn time! Cherry and seasoning.
I want to tie up some loose ends. Give me some corn cobs.
I feel like I've been asked this before and I never remember the answer.
That's fair.
I know he chases Quidditch.
What if you're looking for something?
Oh, he's a seeker.
He's a seeker.
Yeah, see,
he
I told
is a seeker.
I would only know that if I've been asked this before, so I feel like I know that.
Do you know what a seeker does?
A seeker seeks Quidditch.
Seeks the what?
Quidditch?
Nope, that's the game.
Oh, the oh shit!
You get stitches.
Snitch.
A snitch. He seeks the snitch.
Yeah.
They play a crucial role in Quidditch, as the game does not end until the seeker catches the snitch.
Yeah.
A team whose seeker catches the snitch receives 150 points, which is almost always enough to win the match for that team.
Makes no fucking sense.
Yeah, like if I had a really good seeker, I would just let them score me all day long and laugh at them.
It's like
score away, motherfuckers.
If football was played so that the third touchdown was worth 50 points. Number one, what? Number two, actually, that kind of be cool.
There are.
What if you did that?
There's a great marketed by stoners, but it's called Can Jam.
Oh,
you're supposed to by rules play with a drink in your hand.
Okay,
and it's basically you get two pieces of plastic that you roll together to make two garbage can sized things, but they both have a mouth or a lip in it.
Okay,
and what happens is you play with two frisbees, and you put them about 25 feet apart, and your teammates across the way. So it's two on two, and you take turns throwing it back and forth at each other's can, right? If you throw it and it just lands in it, automatically 3 points. If it touches it, it's 1 point.
This sounds a lot like cornholing.
If you get it all the way through.
But if you toss it into the lip of the can, if you toss it into the mouth, the little mouth that's carved out in the can, just throw it directly in, you win.
Ah.
Oh.
Yeah.
It's a slit.
Yeah.
Got it.
Like an air hockey table.
Yes. So the cans have a slit in them or whatever, which I love.
And you got to try and get that slit.
Yeah. Nah.
Get that slit, yo.
And if you smack it into it, it's 3 points. If you smack it into the edge of it, but then it falls off, it's 2 points.
Okay.
It's a blast. I played it on my birthday. I love playing.
Can Jam.
Yeah,
that sounds great.
It's so fun.
Why don't we have Frisbees yet?
Good question.
Paul just got very serious.
I mean,
I almost wish. It's such a good idea. I wish we didn't say it on air.
I know, but oh well.
I know.
Too bad. Can Jam. Production meeting.
Jack, question for Paul. A new second international bridge linking Windsor, Ontario, Canada, and Detroit, Michigan was just recently named after a famous sports figure. Who was it? Bonus points if you know why.
A new second what?
International bridge linking Windsor, Ontario, Canada, and Detroit, Michigan.
Okay. And it was named after a sports figure.
Yes.
The Gretzky Bridge.
That is a sports figure, and you're in the right sport.
It's the Gordie Howe Bridge.
Yes!
Wow!
It is the Gordie Howe International Bridge. To tie, Paul.
Yes.
Do you know why it was named after him? So this is the international bridge between Canada and Detroit, between Windsor, Ontario, and Detroit.
Oh, because he played for the Red Wings.
And what's the other half of the answer?
He's Canadian.
He's Canadian who played most of the year in the Red Wings. That's it. You got the tie. Fucking you all in the face except for you, Paul. Not until we're married. The Great White Scoop.
Fair enough.
P.S. Mini conspiracy for you. I was at the May 15th Penn & Teller show in Windsor, Ontario, Canada. This is probably in 2015. I even pathetically sleepy-cued Penn during the show. The guy behind me was convinced that all the people from the audience were plants and rather vocal about it. His proof, everyone called up on stage was wearing flannel shirts in Canada. Makes you think.
I Piff ran into this too, and actually ran into this in Canada. It might have been just the same guy.
You know what it probably is? Canadians are seeing what's happening here, and their skepticism is just off the charts. Like, if we don't question everything, we could go America route.
The joke I was making in Portland was accurate, which is that, you guys all wear flannel, but it's not your fault. If you go to the stores, it's all they sell.
Right.
Like, you walk around these stores and they just fulfill the stereotype. They don't let you, you don't even have an option of buying clothes that aren't these clothes. Mm. Like, that's all they do is sell those gingham pattern shirts in every store. So, that's hilarious. And again, how lame is a magic show that just uses a ton of plants?
Oh.
Especially, if you just go on the internet, there's so many methods to do stuff.
But, right.
Simply just having plants up the whole time.
But Penn and Teller used the method of using 58 plants.
Yeah.
They would rather do that instead of selling their tickets.
That's the other thing you have to start to figure out. It's like, wait a minute, these people would have to be paid.
Right.
That's it.
That's where all that shit falls apart.
Definitely.
It's like you think these are all performers.
If you get 8 volunteers, I mean, if the lowest amount, what do you spend on show per week?
Yeah. And what do? You take an ad out? Hey, yeah. $10 well, to come sit in my show.
Either you, and then if you're shipping them, if you're traveling them and putting them up in a hotel.
Traveling them? Forget it.
No way. No so way. If you're recruiting in each town.
Also, so, headache.
Yeah. Getting like 8 reliable plants in each town aren't on the DL with no one else finding out about it.
Right. Yeah. Oh, yeah. I should have known he took out ads. No. How? How would he get
casting
that?
Notice.
How would? Yeah. Yeah. Oh, they all go through castings. I don't subscribe to castings.
Yeah.
Blur. Up your ass, Twitch.
Whoa! Why was that? They were not plants. They're not. They were directed at you. All right. Is that it, Jacob?
That's it.
All right. I want to thank Penn Jillette for creating this podcast.
Woohoo!
And do we have other people to thank?
Nope, because this is a bank show.
Oh, you're right. I'm an idiot. Okay. This is a bank show. I want to thank everyone who supports us on Patreon. I really appreciate it. If you go to preachingfun.com, you can help us make our move, bring back the Bucket Show. For as little as $1 a month, you get access to our own secret RSS feed, which has really been rewarding people as of late. So if you're curious about...
It's bulking up with some good stuff.
If you're curious about certain things, check that out.
Keep it vague.
Keep it vague. We got an audio bank, ringtones. We have a sticker club. We have one-of-a-kind artwork giveaways, autographed artwork giveaways.
Beautiful stuff from some of our amazing, talented scoops.
Different shout-outs, different tiers of shout-outs you can get on air. Song dedications, limerick dedications, etc.
Yep.
All of that happens through your support, which we appreciate so much. If you are a patron, thank you very much for backing
us.
And beyond it. The financial support that it gives us to keep delivering our product consistently and growing our community, it also gives us street cred.
Yeah.
It should be noted that anyone who goes to our page goes like, oh, well, look at you guys.
It's the truth.
It's the truth.
I get such a reaction because we are in that time where everyone has a podcast.
Yeah.
And if we can go, yeah. Look at the money.
Look at our Patreon.
And they go.
Everyone goes like, oh, you guys are really happy.
You guys are real.
It's the truth.
It makes us real.
It does.
It turns us from imagined to true.
Yeah.
You are like clapping for Tinkerbell for us.
Thank you. We appreciate it. Also, if you're watching us like on that. Twitch, thank you so much. Anyone who's an Amazon Prime subscriber, because that's the kind of world you have to live in, you can go to thebucketshow.com. That redirects you to our Twitch page. And there's an Amazon subscribe button on there, which gives us money from Amazon simply for you clicking that. Mm-hmm. And you have to do that every month. But once a month, you can do that, and it gives us money. We really appreciate that happening as well.
Huge.
I want to thank all the people who participate with us on social media. We're at Hey Scoops on every platform, and almost all of our platforms are run by Scoops. We run the Twitter and Facebook Facebook pages, which are / Hey Scoops.
Yes.
Paul's also on Twitter. Just typing away with thumb, thumb, thumb.
Yeah.
At the famous Paul.
You can find Matt at Sweet Matty D.
Thumbing away.
Thumbing.
Thumb, thumb, thumb.
Thumb, thumb, thumb all day long.
Jacob will thumb away as well a little bit there.
I'll thumb right at you.
At Audio Guy Jacob.
Yep.
You've grown. You've been participating in Twitter a lot more.
I've been on Twitter lately.
You have.
Yeah, yeah.
You've been more of a Twitter participant.
Yeah, yeah. I'll participate.
Used to be a big naysayer. Now look at you.
I spent way too much time on Twitter yesterday.
It
brought me down.
That's the thing, right? What
I cannot peruse Twitter.
Yeah.
I can't just look through the news feed on Twitter.
Yeah.
But when people tweet at me.
Yes.
Or when people tweet at us, then I'm very happy to respond and interact.
Yes.
Like all the social media, like the participation on our actual social media channels was remarkably fun.
Yes.
Remarkably positive. We are preaching fun.
Yep.
And our listeners back that up. So I hope you get on social media.
Yeah, I wasn't saying
meet other scoops.
Yeah, the scoop stuff is the only thing that keeps me buoyed.
Yes.
But then I get sucked in and read other
things. No, you go to the news and what's trending.
Oh, God.
Yeah, I can't do it.
Murders and
take my eyes.
You go, yeah, yeah.
Take my eyes.
SJ and I watched a rerun of an SNL last night, and the cold open was just a Trump press conference with Alec Baldwin doing that. And we just stopped it and fast forwarded it because we're like, this isn't funny.
No,
this
and is also
horrible.
They're...
It's not that the SNL was doing it badly. It was the material is just like, I don't want to hear about this anymore.
Sometimes they do. I'm very cautious sometimes. The thing that bothers me sometimes about SNL is that they basically sometimes only add a comedic edge through sarcasm or something. Right. But what they're doing is basically just a reenactment. And yes, it's ripped from the headlines, and yes, those are accurate quotes. But they're moving so fast. They're doing it with speed. They're not necessarily throwing any kind of edge on it or perspective on it.
Right, no.
And that it leaves me fast forwarding and being uncomfortable. Yeah, I don't want to watch this. It's just they're just saying what we all think on the news, but they're not doing anything with the sketch.
Right. Yeah. You know?
But sometimes they do. Yeah. Sometimes they do.
Oh yeah, no, sometimes it plays very well.
Yeah, sometimes when they have Putin getting in the shower with him, that's really funny.
Yeah.
That is funny.
I thank you all so much for being a listener. Thank you for being a subscriber. Throw an iTunes review up there. We've gotten some harsh feedback there. That's fine.
Yep.
You can take it. But 5-star reviews help us get recommended to other platforms.
Did you really find harsh feedback recently?
We aired it.
I was like,
we aired it a few weeks ago.
We, I mean you, Paul.
Yeah.
Just out of line.
Well.
How dare you?
You know how terrible I am. Everybody who listens to this knows
how
terrible
I am. You fucked us good, Mattingly.
Yeah, well.
You fucked us good.
I am a deaf person who lost his hearing at age 37 and a half.
That's right.
Oh, terrible. Jacob. That voice is terrible.
Insensitive.
Thanks a lot. And if you want to participate in our Obelisk scheme, a lot of people are always curious for new podcasts. Don't oversell it. Just tell people to check us out. Just tell them to give us a listen and beg them to give us a couple episodes as a trial. Not just one, but maybe a couple episodes.
That's
to
a
kind
fact
of take
right
us in.
There. It takes a minute.
It's like... We're like a bacteria.
You don't just take the corn cob.
No.
You take a couple fingers first.
Exactly. Exactly.
If you go straight cob, of course you're going to be like, oh, no, I don't like this. Think of our episodes as a few fingers.
Yeah.
And you need a few fingers before you go straight cob.
Yeah. All right. Thanks for listening, everybody, and we'll see you soon.
We'll see you soon.
See you, Scoops!